Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come and let your glory come, and let your glory fall. Our Father, who art in heaven, the rocks cry out your fame. Come and let your glory come, and let your glory fall. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song to the Lord. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name, on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us new every morning, mercy is daily bread. In the name of Jesus, say in the name of Jesus we pray. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us with your hand. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus we pray. Father, we pray, and I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song to the Lord. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name, on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name, on earth as it is in heaven. For the kingdom is yours, and the power is yours, and the glory forever, amen. For the kingdom is yours, and the power is yours, and the glory forever, amen. For the kingdom is yours, and the power is yours, and the glory forever, amen. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name, on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name, on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
You may be seated.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Dave.
Can you all hear me? Great, great job, Ernie. Great job. All right, here's our announcements today. Are you happy to be here Sunday, worshiping?
Yes.
Woohoo! Amen. All right, so if you'd like to give today, and remember, we love it when you do, here's the thing. So I'm the treasurer, so I see how the church's finances go. So we love it when you do. there is an offering box you can put your tithes in. And another way is the email using the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca, all one word. Now, our children's nursery for babies up to 3 years old is available after the singing time this morning. Our ARC Sunday School is now on summer break, so you'll find crayons and papers to color while you're in the service. I think Wayne has put a challenge out for anyone who can color better than him and stay within the lines. Now, if you are interested in learning more about church membership, water baptism, if you didn't get it at the picnic. I don't know what happened to Tony this year, but I didn't see any water fights going on. But anyway, so child dedications, contact the church office. Now, we will be running the Summer Jam Children's Program the third weekend in August, which is the 14th to the 18th. And we are looking for more crew leaders, both adults and youth. We have over 70 children registered already. Now, there's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center if you can help serve in this way. Sad one, but some of you may be aware that Marie Verbeek passed away this last week. Her memorial service will happen Thursday, June 29th at 11 a.m. here at the church. Now, for those who would like to bring sandwiches or squares, there is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Now, at the end of the service, if you want prayer, and let's be honest, most of us need prayer, and we have things going on in our lives that we could use extra help in prayer. So there will be people stationed at the back, usually back on this side, and they would be happy to pray with you. That's our announcements.
Thanks. All right, we're going to continue worshiping the Lord if you'll stand with us. Feel free to clap along if you want to. I would stop and lead you, but then I wouldn't be playing the piano, so I'm not going to do that.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Give and take away. Give and take away. My heart will choose and say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose and say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Jesus Christ.
come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy. You're holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy.
Seated, please take time to greet one another. That was four. That went by really quickly. Huh? That went by really quickly. Hello? It went by quickly. What? Good morning. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi friend. worship.
Oh dear. Take everything down. Good morning. Either.
Good morning. So two things I want to mention to you. One is we have a board out there that says Summer Jam Supplies Board. And so people, if they want to donate the different supplies that are coming, you can take one of those things off. You buy the supplies and you bring the piece of paper and the supplies back, just so we know what we have. The second thing is we have a lady that resides in Aspen, which is not very far away from us here. And she has a motorized wheelchair, and she is wanting to come to church. But she needs someone to walk with her there and then walk her back afterwards, just, you know, so nothing happens kind of thing. And so if anybody's interested in doing anything like that, contact me or the church office, and we'll put you in touch with her. This morning, we're going to use Ephesians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Ephesians 3:14-17, Paul writes, "When I think of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he'll empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come with the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." Confession, Ephesians 4:17-24. It says, "Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life that God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled to our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let's confess our sins so we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives us." Thanksgiving, Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 6 to 11. "So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we've received an inheritance from God, for he has chosen us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let's be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and in faith and trust that he'll work everything out in our lives. Supplication, Ephesians 6, 10 to 12 and 19. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all time and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in all your prayers for all the believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world, for ourselves on behalf of others. Let us bring a request before our God who listens and longs to be our deliverer. Pray for Ernie and his family, for Kaylin and Remy, for Corrine and Isaac, Cynthia and Jill, for Gloria and Jerry, for Rowena and Landon and their family, for Tammy's family, for our summer jam workers, for Pat's brother, for Kylie. We pray for healing, for Judith and Danny. And then some of the places around the world, for Ireland, Jamaica, Kenya, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine. We pray for peace. Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then for all the unspoken requests, the things that seem almost impossible to us, but it's not impossible to you. We pray that you would come in your peace, in your presence, in your grace and love and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning I'm reading from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 25 to 31. In the future, when you have children and grandchildren and have lived in the land a long time, do not corrupt yourselves by making idols of any kind. This is evil in the sight of the Lord your God and will arouse his anger. Today I call on heaven and earth as witnesses against you. If you break my covenant, you will quickly disappear from the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. You will live there only a short time, then you will be utterly destroyed. For the Lord will scatter you among the nations, where only a few of you will survive. There, in a foreign land, you will worship idols made from wood and stone, gods that neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell. But from there, you will search again for the Lord your God. And if you search for him with all your heart and soul, you will find him. In the distant future, when you're suffering all these things, you will finally return to the Lord your God and listen to what he tells you. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon you or destroy you or forget the solemn covenant he made with your ancestors. I thank God for this wonderful promise from his word.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine for thee. lost Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my
Jesus, 'tis now.